first and foremost, Chin, your piece on the coronavirus was very powerful, and we do need more senior leaders talking and condemning racism during such pressing times.
Thank you, Ruby, for having me here.
Oh, my
pleasure. Like the way you frame it. You frame this issue on the back of human rights issues. So that's a good place to start.
Well, it is. It absolutely is, you know, a human rights issue as well. So along with the spread of the coronavirus, subtle forms of racism can be seen resurfacing. They're in the form of comments, jokes, memes. You even see like these subtle, you know, these subtle racism in the media where you know, the media will be using photos of Asian people whenever it's a coronavirus story. And they may not think that it's an issue, but it is. And whatever it might be, there is a general understanding that it's not okay. So how do you currently assess the situation in Australia?
I think it's got the different phases. I think when it first started in January, it got a little bit pointed in the sense that it was all skewed towards China and Chinese. And so there was always an obvious scapegoat to point the finger at. I understand people are afraid, fearful at times like this of what I am, other than concerns, my family, a whole range of issues that come out at a time like this. But when we look at this, we say to people, they've got to be more reflective. Think they're taking all medical advice and the facts, and then stick to that. But don't demonize people. And I know people at times when they're fearful and they're different, they're ignorant, they tend to look for someone to blame. And I think we need to be very careful when you do that. And not to go down to that place. And this is where the narrative is important in terms of community organizations, workplaces, the leadership saying, hey, that's not good enough. When I'm going to go near it. Right. And so that's where the work we do is in that particular area of making sure that people don't understand this particular issue as something that's not.
Absolutely. And so it's being reported that a lot of complaints have been registered with the Human Rights Commission with regards to COVID-19. Could you cast some light upon how many complaints and like what nature of complaints are being made?
You're going to get me in trouble.
Oh.
not really. Because when I'm the Race Discrimination Commissioner, I don't have direct control over the complaint mechanism, which is run by the president. But I can say a few things. I do know I do get reports coming back to me about the issues. And I can say a few things. I can't comment on the individual cases.
Just be as vague as you need to be.
well, I can. I've said this before. I appeared at ABC and I've said this. So I presume I could say it again here. That in February of the cases that have come up for complaint under the Racial Discrimination Act, one third had to do with coronavirus. So, you know, it's in the margin of one third, which is quite substantial.
Absolutely. That's a lot.
It is, which means it's an issue out there.
Now, with multiple schools shutting down, there are possibilities of racial discrimination creeping in amongst children. And you know, when racial discrimination happens at such a young age, obviously it can take its toll. Now, do schools have any commission for dealing with racial discrimination? I mean, currently, and how do you think that schools should handle such a sensitive matter?
I think you touch an area which I've got a great deal of interest in, and obviously subject to my capacity to get some funding, because without capacity full to be funded, the limitations to our capacity. But my understanding is pretty patchwork, state based in different states. Some do a great job in this particular area. And again, different schools will have different way of dealing with this. Some have more extensive and advanced protocol or programs to do with that. Others may not. So we want to be able to get into this area and be able to find ways in which we can support institutions and schools as well and deal with this. I mean, we read last couple of weeks about the Royal Women's Hospital. I mean, to deal with situations where patients were requesting for change of doctors. Again, my interest is like, how do hospitals very hard to contain it. They have them as much as they can, the right policies in place, but there is no kind of a national standard in this particular area. I'll be keen to explore how we can do this.
Absolutely. And I mean, speaking of how you can do something, do you, and does the Human Rights Commission and the race discrimination, and as the race discrimination commissioner, do you have any set of action plan or strategy to combat racial discrimination in terms of what's happening with coronavirus right now?
Not in terms of crisis like this, but I think we should. I'd like to have kind of an anti-racial discrimination protocol that, you know, organizations or places to pull out in a time where there's major crisis like this deal with race problems. So we're exploring that, and it's part of our design in terms of a national anti-racism partnership strategy, which, of course, we're waiting for funding from government to be able to carry that through these 4 years. So we would probably want to have extensive consultation with communities as well and said, how do we do this? You know, what works best? So, you know, watch this space, and hopefully the next couple of year or two, we might get something going that would involve the community and even stations like yours, about how we can promote this idea.
Yeah, awesome. And so the bushfires saw the power of unity and diversity in Australia, and there was a constant push for unity by senior leaders. But in the face of COVID-19, it kind of seems like it's lacking a bit. The sense of identification is divided. So what do you think the government should be focusing on, and what do you, what would you like to tell our community in this regard?
The bushfire is a crisis. And the epidemic that we're facing now of the virus is also a crisis, but there are different dimensions.
Yeah.
The bushfire, you know, the clear people who suffered and people weren't involved directly as well. And so they could show a great deal of respect and empathy in a way that was collegiate, community across. This is actually, with the coronavirus, we're talking about your own backyard. People actually have fear. This might impact them personally. And so situation is a little bit different in that, in terms of where leaders are, I agree that there could be more messaging, there could be more forceful clarity about issues like this. I think the Prime Minister and the Liberal opposition have come up with that, but I'd like to see more of that happening. And there should be clarity in terms of places we can't go to. For example, I mean, if you look at the hospital situation about, you know, patients requesting this and that, and obviously conduct that are, from my perspective, breaches some of the fundamental, you know, principles of the Racial Discrimination Act. We've been very clear that racial discrimination is unlawful. It's in the Act, you know, Section 9.
Absolutely.
And so institutions should be very clear on day one. We're not going there. You can't. There's no room to move. Yeah? And so it's very important to understand where the laws are in this particular area. And in terms of the principle of saying, race discrimination is not acceptable, full stop. And that needs to happen in day out, not just in institutions, but places, or in parliament, but within homes and the community. Now, people should, in fact, be saying to kids, hey, what are you saying? Who gave you that idea? This is, you know, about Chinese or anyone else. And so we have responsibility right across. And a lot of the work we need to do is that social dimension, not just about policy, but how we behave, and how we conduct ourselves in race discrimination matters.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so, so much for joining us, Chin. It's been really, really...
But I want to thank you as well, because I think a station like yours, they promote the right messages, and they're important. And one of the areas which we want to work with into the future is with the media, the Press Council.
Yeah.
Talk about reporting and how reporting is done responsibly as well, because it's a very powerful message.
Well, that's,
when you get it wrong, it can be very, very disturbing for community.
I mean, 2SER is an educational radio station, and what we aim to do is to inform and educate, as we're independent and community funded. So, you know, we're being paid for by the people. So we want to give the people what they're asking for. And that's correct information and facts.
Yeah. And you and I know that the very basis of racism is it comes out of the dark places of prejudices. And we all have some element of prejudices. In the times of fear, in times when there is a crisis, people turn to the most basic instinct and look for blame. And when they project that to particular, not individual, but a group or nationality, and that is problematic. And that's where we need to stop it. And now it's not happening.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us,
Chin. My pleasure is mine. You take care. Have a good day.